John, I want to start, if I may, with something Matt Doherty said after the game to us on Saturday, which was quite interesting. It could be anything, but as it happens, it was quite interesting thing. I asked him if he found, you know, one of the great cliches about this, when you're top of the league, teams step up their game against you and all that, and he said, yeah, 100% they're doing that. And when we're playing teams the second time round, a lot of them are trying something different, and that's a different challenge for us. Is that a feeling you get as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously teams have looked at how we've done. Obviously we're doing really well. We've got we've put ourselves in a fantastic position. You know, and I think there is an element of truth to that, that teams are probably trying to suss out a way to, they know we're not going to change the way we do things, you know, and I think that's evident for everyone to see, and we've said that for the majority of the season. So, you know, they're going to have to come up with different ideas. A lot of the time you'll find the teams who you perhaps would call the lesser teams, if you like, or lower down in the league, their tactic may be to try and frustrate and sit back and allow you to get impatient. Other teams might come out and say, right, well, we'll fight fire with fire. You know, it was a tough game at Preston at the weekend, and I think they adapted the approach, as Alex Neil's sides do, having played in one, is that, you know, they play on the front foot, and they made it very difficult for us. So, yeah, we're finding that, and we're finding out a lot about ourselves in that respect as well, and how to deal with that. So when teams do sit back, like you saw against Sunderland, for example, you know, we have to be patient. We can't rush and try and score on every attack. It is a case of keeping the ball and moving them into positions they don't really want to be, but also being as explosive as we have been all season on the counter as well. Against other teams who want to try and match up and play football, you know, then we'll let them have a go, and we'll just hope that our quality shines through, and then we put the results up, which, touch wood, we've been doing the majority of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, another of the great clichés about this division is that it's very physical, and a lot of, if you're a good team, teams will try and be physical against you. Actually, I get the impression that the division, not say doesn't happen, but it's moved on a little bit more tactically than that. It's not just a case of big guys trying to knock you off your stride.
Yeah, definitely, and that's been the case for the last few years. I think it's plain to see that the Championship now is a more technical league than it ever has been. And I think that's a credit to the players that are there and the managers that are doing the jobs at the clubs as well. You know, there's going to be a physical aspect, as there is in any level. You know, but I think, certainly speaking from our point of view, you know, our boys who teams probably think if you get stuck in early, they might shy away for the rest of the game. You know, that's definitely not been the case. No. You know, they can take a hit and take a whack and bounce back up and go again. So I think that's another thing that teams are finding out, that you can't just get in and try and mix it up with us, if you like, because we'll fight back and we're more than capable of standing up to that.
And where does a goalkeeper come into things if it's quite tactical? Because, you know, the layman might look and say, well, whatever the tactics are, whatever formation the team's playing in front of him, he's still got to catch it, kick it, punch it and whatever. But I imagine that you are as much involved in the tactics as any of the other outfield player.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the goalkeeper's role, as you said there, it doesn't change much when you're called into action. I think the main things are, we obviously have the best picture in the house, if you like, from behind, to see the positions of the players and what you can see. So any help that I can give to the players in front of me by communicating with them, you know, it's difficult when you've got 30,000 fans chanting and stuff, but, you know, as long as you know, I tend to communicate my ideas through Cody, who will then pass that on and through the lines. But we do a lot of work on the training pitch in that respect, and, you know, we train for those sort of scenarios so that everyone knows what's expected. We know we're based on a really solid shape first and foremost, and then when we attack, we've got enough quality to go and hurt anybody.
So that's quite interesting. It's a bit like, you know, you sometimes the wicketkeeper in cricket, he's, you know, he leaned on by the captain because he's the one who's got the best view. You know, he's the ball swinging or moving or whatever. And it sounds a bit similar to that. You've got a unique perspective, and you can go and say, actually, this looks like it's working or it isn't working.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, but, you know, like I said, it's those sort of spur of the moment things.
Sure.
The timing is such it's so fine that it has to be short, sharp information. You can't have a full-blown conversation with him about it unless there's a break in play. You know, and when there is a break in play, if I feel there's something that needs addressing from what I've seen, I'll probably call codes over and get him to relay the message as well, which, you know, we've done a couple of times during the season. But, you know, the manager's very vocal on the sideline as well, and he's very, very good at seeing those little things as well. So, you know, the little changes that you would see or you might recognise within the game are more often than not coming from him anyway.
Is it a two-way dialogue with Nuno? I get the impression it is that, you know, if any of you have seen something, you can go in and say, you know, what about this? You know, it's not just coming from the top down. You can feed back into it.
Yeah, no, he always asks, you know, half time and before the game if there's anything that we've got to add or anything that we've seen. And, you know, if there is, then we have our say and we let him know. But like I said, you know, he's very good at spotting that anyway. So whatever you're relaying, he's probably already seen. So, you know, that's a really good thing. And it signifies that we're all seeing the same picture. We all want the same picture. We all agree that things should be happening a certain way, and if they're not, then it's easier to recognise that if you're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
Sure. One other big footballing cliche before I hand over is that, you know, players playing against their own club, it's a big deal playing against your own club. You gave sterling service to Norwich for a long time. Is it a big deal playing against them?
With the utmost respect for them, it's another game. It's another game that's given us an opportunity to get 3 points. You know, they've had an up and down season, I think it's fair to say. You know, some really good patches, some not so good patches. They had a really big equaliser on Sunday in the derby last minute. So, you know, they'll be buzzing off that. So we have to go into the game knowing full well that it's going to be another tough game, as every game in this league is. You know, I'll drop in the cliches as well. So,
it is.
And you know, it's nice to play against former clubs, but it's even nicer when you win. So
I dare say.
That would be the aim.